Being Content, Whether Abasing or Abounding, a compilation.
The Apostle Paul was a man who suffered and went without the comforts of life, more than most people could ever imagine. Yet he knew the secret of contentment. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. The writer to the Hebrews adds, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'" Be content with such things as you have means that believers should put their trust and confidence in God, knowing that he is the giver of all good things, and that he uses even the hard times to show that our faith is genuine, being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. We know assuredly that God will cause all things to work together for the good of those who love him. GotQuestions.org. God's provision of day-by-day future grace enables Paul to be filled or to be hungry, to prosper or suffer, to have abundance or go wanting. I can do all things really means all things, not just easy things. All things means through Christ I can hunger and suffer and be in want. This puts the stunning promise of Philippians 4:19 in its proper light. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. What does every need of yours mean in view of Philippians 4:11-12? It means all that you need for God glorifying contentment, which may include times of hunger and need. Paul's love for the Philippians flowed from his contentment in God, and his contentment flowed from his faith in the future grace of God's infallible provision to be all he needed in times of plenty and want. John Piper. Paul continues his expression of thanks to the Philippian believers with a reminder that he was not saying these words because he needed more from them. He wanted to show that he was humble and content. Paul could exist with or without earthly needs being met beyond basic essentials. In addition to living humbly, Paul focuses on the concept of contentment, regardless of his circumstances. Contentment is not automatic, nor is it a natural attitude. Rather, it is a learned skill. Paul's variety of ministry experiences had offered him times of plenty, as well as times of need. This allowed Paul to learn how to find joy regardless of his circumstances. Writing from Roman imprisonment, he was at a time of great need. Even so, Paul expresses joy and contentment. It's important to recall that his imprisonment was not brief. He had been held continually for 2 years in Rome, in addition to multiple years in Palestine. Contentment was essential for Paul to find any joy in his circumstances. BibleRef.com. It's easy to claim to be trusting God when things are going your way. However, the best indicator of your actual trust in God is seen in the way you respond to turmoil in your life, particularly when you're unable to solve a troubling situation on your own. Scripture calls us to trust God through both the peaks and valleys of our lives. Paul refers to this as contentment. As I was digging deeper into what it means to be content, I reread Philippians 4:11-12. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. The truth is, contentment does not come naturally. Paul learned it. This means contentment is a virtue we must develop, a discipline we should all be striving for. Trevor Bodorek. In Philippians 4, Paul tells us he learned the secret of contentment, and it's not what I expected. The secret wasn't to deny his needs and wants. Contentment wasn't something he was faking, nor was he content because his circumstances were perfect. No, the contentment he found was in Christ, not his own strength. Contentment means living in God's fullness, which means contentment is possible because it's independent of our circumstances. That doesn't mean we won't still have desires. You can be content in Christ and still desire for something to be different. If you're like me and wrestle with this, the Bible can offer us practical ways to be content in our wanting. We can fix our thoughts on godly things. Remember what God has already done. Talk to God, asking for what we want and seeking His will in prayer. As long as we are alive, we are waiting for Jesus to come make all things new. Our longing for something more isn't going to go away. But we can trust the Holy Spirit to help us experience contentment, regardless of our circumstances. Contentment looks like being honest about what we want, but trusting that God is not withholding His best from us. He gives us the strength to live fully and joyfully where we are because He has given us Christ. Megan Ryan. Throughout your life, you will find yourself in two special places, the place of abounding and the place of abasing. Paul wrote about abounding and abasing in Philippians 4:12. I know what it is to be in need, abasing, and I know what it is to have plenty, abounding. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Both places, where you are in need and where you have plenty, are needed in your life at different points in time, and both work something important in your life while you are in that place. And you know what? You can be content in both places if your faith is grounded in me and my word, as opposed to the circumstances around you. No matter what your situation, no matter what your condition, no matter what you have or don't have, no matter what, you can have peace in your mind and heart. You can have my joy, which will be your strength. No matter what circumstances you find yourself in, you'll still be with me. Better said, I'll still be with you. If I'm with you, then you will ultimately lack for nothing, my joy included. I know it may be more difficult to find yourself in a place of need than in a place of plenty, but during times of need, when you feel as though you are on shaky ground, you can learn to plant your faith more firmly in me. You learn to hold on to me more tightly. You learn to come to me. Your faith is tested and strengthened through these times. If you are experiencing a place of abasing in a certain aspect of your life, you can be encouraged to know that I am with you in every place that you find yourself. As you choose to draw closer to me through whatever circumstances you are facing, you open yourself up to experience my joy. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.